Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The fantasy lowdown through 2 weeks has been the inverse of the Patriots' fortunes. The Pats had a great week one and a miserable week two. I had a brutal opening edition before rebounding in a big way last week, starting Vincent Jackson and sitting Sean Green with Andy Dalton as a sleeper. Those weren't bad, but I know that I need to consistently pick them well, or that means nothing at all to you, so you be the judge here in week three of the Fantasy Lowdown, presented by Verizon, the official wireless and telecommunications provider of the Patriots. Are you an Aaron Hernandez owner? Well, you should wheel and deal to end up with Detroit tight end Brandon Pettigrew. He's a true breakout candidate this week, coming off two very solid seasons, but only 8 catches through 2 games this year. This Sunday, it's a matchup with the Tennessee Titans, who have struggled, to say the least, against tight ends this year. TDs allowed to Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski, then 3 TDs by Dante Rosario, filling in for Antonio Gates a week ago. Expect Matthew Stafford to look in the direction of Pettigrew plenty during this Sunday's matchup. You probably wished Peyton Manning was on your bench last Monday night, and that's where he belongs this week. His Broncos host the number one ranked defense in the NFL, the Houston Texans. Granted, Manning has had plenty of success against Houston in his career, but it's different now. The Texans are much better, and Manning looks worse. Plus, he's coming off a short week. I can see Manning moving the ball a bit, but encountering some turnover issues, and you'll want to find a better option in week three. Can we call Michael Crabtree the number one wideout in San Francisco? Maybe, maybe not, but he leads the way in targets for his team through 2 games. The targets, the catches, the yards, and a touchdown will all be there for Crabtree this Sunday at the Vikings, who have a shaky defensive backfield. The fourth-year Niner is on the rise, and he's our sleeper candidate for Week 3. While you're setting your fantasy lineup Sunday morning, I'll be doing the same, getting ready to watch some football action during that slow wait for the Patriots Sunday nighter in Baltimore. So hit me up on Twitter at _below with your fantasy lineup questions. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.